What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Hot Mic Show. I'm your host, Austin Alexander. We just hit 5,000 downloads total on the Hot Mic Show. And we've been, I posted the first one on January 1st. We hit 5,000 downloads. That's pretty good. I'm thankful for you guys showing up. I'm thankful for you guys that are showing up every single week and listening to what I have to say. And I'm glad to be able to share these words with you guys. Without further ado, I bring you episode number 15. We're going to be talking about quality leadership skills. I'll see you in a second.
Welcome to the Hot Mic Show with Austin Alexander.
So, when you hear the word leadership, what do you think of? When I hear it, I think of someone who's in charge of somebody. I don't think of a boss. I think of someone who's been through it, who does the same things that they expect of you, and someone who walks the walk, not only talks the talk, or not even talks the talk. You know, you have so many leaders or so-called leaders in different industries, including the military, you know, in the workforce or whatever, that have never even walked the walk, but yet they tell you things that they want you to do and they've never even done before. And to me specifically, I'm thinking of, like, let's say you have a leader over you in the workplace, or specifically in the military. Let's say if your chief is constantly preaching about nutrition, constantly preaching about, hey, you guys need to go work out. You need to show up for 0700 PT. But at the same time, he's in there, you know, he's eating Doritos, just eating really bad foods for you and not really caring about his diet and not even devoting himself to PT. Like, he's always got an excuse, like, oh, I've got a, you know, chief's meeting at 07 today, so I can't be at PT. That, to me, is not a quality leader, someone who doesn't display the things they ask of you as a leader. And as soon as I just, it's not like I'm constantly looking for leaders that are like this, but if, you know, a leader is showing signs of not doing the things that he or she wants you to do, I just completely lose respect. And it's something I can't help. Like, and I attribute a lot. I mean, I tie this in with PT a lot, because you have so many people out there that are quote, quote, motivated about PT, and they're just, they don't prioritize their physical training. Or someone who's constantly preaching, oh, you guys need to stay organized. You need to be more organized, but they're not organized themselves. I can't respect that. There's no way, you know, I lose the respect when I find out or when I see somebody not displaying the characteristics that they're asking of us. So in this podcast, I know some of you, well, if you're listening to this podcast, all of you will become a leader one of these days. You see what I did there. And so I just want to talk about some important leadership qualities to me and ones that I try to display on a daily basis. So if I'm put in charge of something, like if I was FTO, field training officer, or if I'm in charge of training somebody at work, then I would display this to them. You know, I would do my very best every day to be a leader to them. And number one is communication. So if you're in a leadership role, good communication skills are absolutely crucial. This is when you're using language to perform one-on-one communication. And that's really all that there is to communication. It's using correct words and language. Language is not derogative, like, hey, stupid, come here, you did this, you know, you did this wrong, you're an idiot. That's not good communication. Good communication is relentless. It is being able to listen. That's the other half of communication. Notice I didn't say talking. Listening and really thinking about what the people under you are saying and taking feedback. That's a crucial part of communication. So if you're in a leadership role, or if you're just trying to strive to be better, focus on communication. If you already know how to communicate effectively and get the point across, then move on to number two, which is integrity. So integrity defined is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. And I feel like this is a huge one. Like, remember when I mentioned about the chief that's constantly preaching and talking about physical training, but he's not displaying those attributes behind closed doors or when no one's looking? That is integrity. Integrity is, so, I mean, you can't expect your followers to be honest when you lack integrity in yourself. An honest leader succeeds when they stick to their word, live by their core values, lead by example, and follow through. I'm reading a script from Leadership Qualities. The third one is accountability. And if you don't know what accountability is or define, it's an effective leader who follows the advice of the people under him and holds himself accountable. A good leader takes little more than his share of the blame and little less than his share of the credit, if that makes sense. So he's slow to take the credit and quick to take the blame. Someone who's going to stay in there and fight for you, to his leaders and to someone that's going to be on your team. You know, nobody likes a blue falcon. I'm going to tell a story real quick. So I was in Bahrain. There I was. And I was providing waterborne security. I was working the Harbor Patrol unit. And the leader at the time was, you know, I wouldn't really classify him as a leader. He, even though he was in an LPO, leading petty officer position, I don't really think he displayed leadership qualities. And so I was coming back. I just got relieved from South Post, and you see this jet ski. And everybody in the harbor, everybody on the comms was freaking out. You see this jet ski. And so I sent my gunner out to the bow. We were probably going 20, 25 knots in order to beat this jet ski to the pier. And by the time we had made it there, we had successfully kind of shadow off the jet ski, used, you know, lights, sirens, hand gestures, hailing, everything. And we fended off this jet ski. Of course, I don't think he was trying to do anything. He was just probably confused on which way to go. But we had to protect that harbor. And it was a serious incident. You know, dispatch was asking about it. People on land side were wondering what was going on. For about 1 or 2 minutes there, all you hear was, you know, harbor just sending aggressive comms like, hey, we got a jet ski, you know, coming at a high rate of speed towards NSA-2. And when I got back, you know, I heard the briefing from the LPO to the section chief. And he was saying, he was taking all the credit. You know, I had my guys go out there. I had this, I had that. And he was so quick to take that credit. And it's not like I was asking for the credit myself, like, hey, I was the one who did it. But in no form or fashion was my name mentioned at all. Granted, we were the ones that took care of the jet ski, but, you know, the LPO, after that, I just always had a negative connotation about him. And to me, a leader is slow to take the credit. So that's my little story about a leader that I had, or quote-unquote leader that I had in Bahrain. 4, empathy. A true leader has enough open-mindedness to understand their followers' motivation, their hopes and their dreams and their problems. So a true leader will display empathy. Empathy is totally understanding. So you have sympathetic and empathetic. Sympathy is when you know how somebody is feeling, and empathetic is when you feel how someone is feeling. So if you are telling an empathetic leader about a family member that passed away, that leader is going to feel the pain with you. They're not just going to hear what you're saying. They're going to feel the pain with you. And to me, that's a very important trait as well, because people can be sympathetic and know how you feel, but it doesn't mean they're going to care about your story. Empathy is caring and understanding. So 5, humility. When it comes to leadership, it can be tempting to become enamored with a new title or status. However, great leadership styles focus on problem solving and team dynamics much more than self-promotion. A great leader will never be effective if they're more concerned with themselves than with the well-being of their team. Quote, from Thomas Merton, pride makes us artificial and humility makes us real. And I believe that 100%. Being humble and vulnerable with their team members will make a leader much more relatable and effective. And there's nothing better than a relatable leader, because you can kind of compare yourself to them and vice versa. And they really display the characteristics of actually being there in your shoes at one time or going through what you have gone through. 6 is resilience. Resilience is a leadership trait that comes with experience. Remember what I was saying about a leader, you know, truly comes from where you are. The true grit of a leader is not how they perform during good times, but how they roll up their sleeves and produce when times get difficult. there's nothing better than knowing there's nothing better than knowing that your leader has actually dealt with the situation that he's telling you to do. You know, if they're asking you to go fill up the ice chest, then I hope that leader has either done it before or is going to do it with you. You know, great leaders with positive attitudes lead by example and rally their team no matter their circumstance. It's this inherent positivity that helps react to situations with a calm, collected manner and focus on solutions rather than problems. Number 7, vision. So vision is the art of seeing what may be invisible to others at the time. So vision is having a clear picture of where you want to go or what you want the team to be. And that's a characteristic of a true leader. A company or a squad, a unit's vision, it only goes so far as a leader's influence over others. A great leader clearly sets the organizational direction and exercises keen decisiveness. Decision-making is key to new ideas, ensuring team members know the bottom line and understand the goals and the mission in front of them. Comes down to communication. Again, you've got to communicate that vision. And number 8 is influence. So in order to give a command or tell someone what needs to be done, you have to have an influence. That means people have to respect you and people have to know what you're telling them to do. So some leaders believe that when they attain a certain level of leadership status, respect is automatic. And that's not the case at all. So leadership and influence are not interchangeable, and respect has to be earned, not given. And I completely agree with that. Some people step into a senior enlisted advisor or an LPO position and they say, okay, you will respect me. In my opinion, it's earned. And I feel so much better about someone earning my respect through their actions than try to just force me to respect them, you know. Number 9, positivity. Agreed. Leaders inspire their team not based on their own goals or outcomes, not on their own agenda, but on their exhibited behavior, life outlook, and attitude in any given situation. How are you going to feel when you walk into the workplace and LPO is like, oh, time for this shit again. Here we go. It's another hot day. Who's ready to endure this one? People are going to hate it. That leader is going to bring the workforce down with him. And I know you guys sometimes hear me say, you know, time for the day shift crew or graveyard crew or daily dues. I say that in a positive capacity. Like a little bit of fact behind the words is this may suck a little bit, but we're going to come out of it and we're going to do it and we're going to produce a solid product. Positivity is, you know, even in the calmest workplaces, they can get stressful at times. And I think it's important that leaders react to stress with a positive outlook rather than to get flustered or to place blame on somebody. Number 10, delegation. Do you think a good leader has good delegation skills? I think so, because a good leader will delegate work to people that aren't in a leadership capacity in hopes to become more effective and become a more effective leader. A hard transition for a lot of leaders is shifting from doing to leading. And it's a lot of new leaders are accustomed to doing all the work themselves, I think, because they pretty much started from the bottom, most of them, and they struggle to let others handle responsibilities on their own. That's when micromanaging comes into play. So you probably had a chief or a boss or whatever that's constantly trying to micromanage you. You know, you could work at McDonald's or you could be in the military. It doesn't matter what your profession or occupation is. I think we can all think of that someone who likes to micromanage the job that you're doing. I think a good leader has to elevate their team. They've got to be more essential and less involved in the micromanaging. That's going to make them more effective and it's going to display more confidence in the workplace, which brings us to number 11. To be an effective leader, you need to roll up your sleeves and you need to take charge, and that's where confidence comes into play. This includes being confident enough to lead, knowing that your plans and your vision are not only viable for the team, but the absolute best decision possible. An old dive instructor, his name was HM2 Francis. And this quote has stayed with me for a long time. He says, if you're going to go for something, go for it with 110%. It doesn't matter if you figure out if you're right or you're wrong. And that's an aspect of confidence. If you're lacking confidence in a leadership role, people spot it quickly. And I know I can spot it quickly. And they have like a fake it till you make it vibe about them. And that's 100% true. The more that you believe in yourself, the more that you'll be able to manage any stressful situation. And I think true leaders are the ones that don't just talk about problems, but they come up with their own solutions. And they come up with a headstrong solution, and they're fearless about it. So if you are, you know, trying to get a promotion at work or become the boss or the supervisor, then take these traits with you, learn to demonstrate them, and think about what you look for in a quality leader and try to mock it or display the same things. And these are lifelong skills. You know, it can be, you can use these skills in conversation. You know, that's where communication comes into play, or confidence. That's when people see confidence in you and they believe that you would be good for promotion or a good manager or superior or in a supervisor position. This is something I strive for all the time. I try to better myself. I just invested in masterclass, which, you know, it teaches confidence, it teaches communication, and lots of different courses. So I'm constantly trying to tweak my personality and make it better and more effective. And I think it's a good thing. You know, we got all this time on our hands right now since the quarantine and whatnot. So I think it's good to work on yourself a lot. You know, a lot of us are indoors by ourselves or whatever. So I think it's good to work on your leadership capabilities. And you don't have to be striving to be a leader. You don't have to be trying to become a supervisor or whatever. You could just be, cutting grass for the rest of your life. Cool. But these qualities that I've mentioned are going to help you become a more well-rounded person and help communicate with people better. So that's my two cents. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast about leadership and what it takes to be a good leader. Also, if you haven't left a review on the Hot Mic Show with Austin Alexander on Apple Podcasts, be sure to do so. Hopefully it's 5 stars. If it's not, then just send me an email and be like, I hate you. No, I'm just kidding. But all right, guys, I will see you next week. I'm hoping to have Sarah on the next podcast, and we're going to talk about relationships in a stressed capacity. Like if your spouse is gone or if your girlfriend, boyfriend's gone for a long period of time, we're going to talk about that and her take on it. So I appreciate you listening. Thanks for being here, and I will see you next week on the Hot Mic Show.